And welcome back, True Believers. Comics Comics Weekend continues with closed caption comics superstar Aaron Womack is here in Pittsburgh. Aaron, what are you doing here in Pittsburgh?
Just checking out the scene. I'm a new resident.
You live here now?
That's true.
Are you going to school here?
I am pursuing a master's in fine art at Carnegie Mellon University.
Oh, so you're leaving the comics fold. You're going for the fine art brass ring, huh?
No.
You're sitting on the fence.
Only broadening my horizon.
Broadening your financial debt.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's okay. Does that mean you got to work at Burger King or something?
No.
Just worry about it later.
Thinking about selling my plasma.
Plasma. But all you got to do is sell a couple paintings.
Oh, yes.
Good to go.
True.
There's a huge collector's market here in Pittsburgh. They're going to be...
I'm starting to feel uncomfortable.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to make you uncomfortable. I just wanted to point out that, you know, there's a varied interest here at the Pittsburgh Independent Comics Festival. We have smart people. We have dumb people. We have high-low all over the place here in Pittsburgh. So Erin represents the high. She represents the cultured elite that is coming down upon the comic book scene to check out what's happening. I'm totally kidding. Don't make that face at me.
People of all shapes and sizes here.
Yes, there are fat people. There are people of color. There are they're beardos. Beardos are very popular at the comics festivals. So Aaron, how do you feel about Pittsburgh here?
It's a nice, quiet refuge from the bowels of New York City.
And Baltimore, where you were?
Yes.
So less potential for getting jumped in Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Yes.
And cleaner air quality.
Cleaner air quality?
Yes.
Opposed to New York City?
Yes.
Baltimore?
Yes.
What about beautiful people quotient? It's kind of Mutantville, huh?
Urban Appalachia.
Urban Appalachia, yeah. So lots of toothless motherfuckers.
Yes. Fries on the sandwiches here, which
explains
it all.
You want to explain that to the people at home? What do they do here?
They put the fries on the sandwich and in between the bread.
But only at certain restaurants.
Yes, but it's very popular.
It's very popular.
Fried egg too.
And a fried egg.
Yeah.
So you like that or you don't like that?
No comment.
No comment. Okay. So you're finding the mutants? The cuisine here, the mutants. You know, but the landscape is okay.
True.
And then, you know, that we've got a good museum, so you're here for the culture.
Yes. Carnegie Mellon has a large endowment, so I...
Carnegie Mellon is well endowed.
Here quite comfortably.
So, you're here for a graduate studies painting program, but you're starting robotics painting. You're going to start painting with a robot, I hear.
Yeah, a video robot.
Video robot making paintings.
Yeah.
Is that like an elephant video?
Engineering painting video robot.
That sounds good. That's a 2-year program.
Three-year
program. Oh, interesting.
I work slowly, so.
I saw you at an art opening the other night. How did you enjoy that art opening?
I enjoyed it quite well.
You seem to be schmoozing pretty good.
Yeah. Well, that's
the name of the game, right? That's me. But you were kind of with your classmates and stuff.
I enjoyed the Charles Birchfield watercolors.
Yeah, there were Charles Birchfield watercolors in this show. It was really nice. Did you see the John Waters photograph?
I did.
Pretty good.
I used to sell juju fruits to John Waters every weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
In Baltimore?
Yeah, and he would tip me $1, and the juju fruits cost $2.
Wow.
It was a pretty good deal.
That's a great deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would see John Waters around New York City sometimes. He seemed like he was very puzzled whenever I saw him with his cell phone. And he was like a kind of a technophobe, from what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Any other good Baltimore stories while we're at it?
No, just lots of random acts.
Did your car ever get broken into in Baltimore?
No, but lots of...
So what's going on with closed caption comics? Is the perception is closed caption comics. You guys are basically, the super group's on hold. What's the story there?
No, I mean, geography can't really tear us apart.
You guys are like the Avengers. Despite the rumors. Yeah, I'm the rumor monger.
I mean, we're now scattered across the country. And
that's right. So Molly, one of the Mollies is in New York City.
No. Iowa City.
Which Molly's in Iowa?
Goldstrom.
Where's the other Molly?
Berkeley, California.
Oh, so there's no Mollies in the East Coast anymore. Okay.
Not at all.
And then so Lane's in Boston.
Yep.
And then Knoll's in Baltimore.
Holding it down in the hometown.
And you are in Pittsburgh.
That's right.
And then what about Chris?
Baltimore.
Okay, and then who else am I missing? I'm missing Connor. Where's Connor?
Baltimore.
Okay, so Baltimore is still represented. Yeah.
But
no more girls in Baltimore. Strictly dude fest.
I don't know. Don't quote me on that.
You can't remember members of your own team.
No. I'm just trying to. Everyone's so transient. No.
Are you calling the guys there girls? You're calling Noel, Connor, and Chris girls.
Possibly. Feminine characters.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of true. They are pretty cute.
But no, we've had some delays with our most recent issue, but it will be debuting in Brooklyn in December. The comics.
Uh-huh. Okay. Good to know.
Yep.
Now is everybody contributing or?
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's our most pro production.
Square bound.
Means
you have a spine with a
perfect bound.
Perfect bound.
Perfect square.
Perfect square bound.
Yes.
Where'd you get that printed?
Westcan, I believe.
Oh, Westcan. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
you're pleased with that then? Were you happy with your piece?
Yeah. I mean, it was like a year and a half ago, so things have been slow going.
Slow going. So how's the titanium wrist? Tell people at home about the titanium wrist, because I think that's what really people want to hear about you. You know, she is Wolverine. Erin Womack is part Wolverine. She has a titanium wrist.
Yeah, I'll show it to you through the microphone right now. Maybe you can hear some feedback. So, yeah, I have a piece of metal holding my wrist together, which...
Well, Erin has a very steady line, I would say, and she credits that line to her titanium wrist. Is that not true, Erin?
Yeah, it tends to hold things in place, so it works.
Did you notice that it was different after? I mean, I'm a serious question.
Significant difference.
That's kind of amazing.
After, so. And I also became like ambidextrous after that for a period, and it had a major effect on my line quality.
Wow, that's really interesting. Erin, I got a chance to see Erin doing some work in progress, just drawing in front of me, and it was really remarkable how clean her line is. She is one of the best lines in comics, as far as I can tell.
Jeez Louise.
Oh, that's the truth. And then she just draws the stuff right out of her head. Like, all the stuff I'd see her, I thought she had a lot of references, and then she would just be cranking it out right out of her head. It was kind of remarkable.
I feel a little flustered all of a sudden.
That's okay. I want the folks at home to know that you're a quality entertainer here, Erin. Quality entertainer. So I know, okay, you're making the face at me like you don't want to talk any more questions.
No. I'm just looking at this beautiful mountain scene behind me.
Pittsburgh, beautiful post-industrial wasteland.
Just, it still inspires awe.
Yeah, it's pretty. Lots of good views.
The sun over the mountain and the river.
And the wrought iron bridge.
Yep.
Beautiful.
So.
All right. Well, thanks for visiting us with us, Erin. Beyond the closed caption comics anthology, can we expect to see some other mini comics, or do you want to give a shout out? Do you have a blog, or you don't want to give some?
Well, we have the generic closed captions blog at closedcaptioncomics.blogspot.com, and I will have a new mini, as I'm sure most of the other members will also.
So you'll be getting to work to that around Thanksgiving then?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, we'll expect something thrown together by the Brooklyn Festival. So. I'm kidding.
Spectacular display.
Well, thanks for visiting us with Erin. CC Weekend will continue after these messages. Thank you very much.